universe as revolving around the Earth to the Earth revolving around the Sun. Another shift occurred when Einstein discovered the relationships between space and time and between energy and matter. Each of these paradigm shifts took some time to penetrate the scientific community, and even longer to become accepted by the general public. Viruses of the mind and the whole science of mimetics represent a major paradigm shift in the science of the mind. Because understanding this new science involves a significant change in the way people think, it's been difficult for them to grasp. As with any paradigm shift, mimetics doesn't fit into our existing way of looking at things, of understanding the world. If you're willing to set aside your current thinking long enough to consider four concepts, some or all of which may be new to you, you'll be rewarded with an understanding of mimetics. The first concept, the star of the show, is the meme. The meme, M-E-M-E, is the basic building block of culture in the same way the gene is the basic building block of life. Memes are not only the building blocks of culture on a large scale, making up countries, languages, and religions, but also on a small scale. Memes are the building blocks of your mind, the programming of your mental computer. Second is the concept of virus. It's well known that viruses exist in biology and in the world of computers. Now we'll see they also show up in the world of mind and culture,